Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. This is an extraordinary afternoon because what you read on the internet that we were going to do today has completely changed. What has happened is I couldn't get out on a telephone line to meet with my loyal friends of Archangel Michael who called in for today's conference call. And lo and behold, at the last minute, we found out that Don from BBS Radio could connect me to the conference call. And so what you are hearing, all of you who are tuned into BBS Radio right now, is Archangel Michael's conference call. Now tell me this wasn't planned in the spiritual hierarchy, because I tell you, down here, I've been going buggy trying to get a call to my dear friends at the conference call, and here we are, live for all the world to hear. Now, what's going to happen first is I'm going to read a message from Archangel Michael, and once you hear it, it's going to melt your hearts. After that, we will have a meditation. Then after that, Archangel Michael will answer your questions. So, let us not tarry a moment longer. This is Archangel Michael's message that I took earlier. I am impressed that so many answered my call. As I thought the queue, my light workers had forgotten me, and this time to advance peace in the world and the cleansing of your physical for preparation into the next level of advancement. I can see now that you and so many more are finally beginning to awaken to the solemnness of this time. I say solemnness as this is the moment of change that cannot be turned back. The forces of the cosmos have begun towards liberating the souls on this planet from the forces of control and domination. It is the human mind that will allow you to move forward. It is the mind and the thought process that will allow you to see into the dimensions. There are some of my light workers who can already see in the next dimension very clearly, some intuitively, and some not at all. By the end of this year, all must see into the next dimension and very clearly, as the energies that are coming this year will build the new Adam Cadman, and this month in particular will lay the foundation. The foundation is in clearing all the past emotional debris that has been attached to the physical body by means of the subtle body and layers around the physical. If you are not prepared in this manner, you will not be able to cross over the divide, which is the line between two dimensions. The dimension of which I speak is a divide of energy that you call vibration. So this divide is a vibratory divide, and it will not be crossed unless the physical is ready to cross. What is in the physical debris is stuck energy from your present lifetime, your many past lifetimes, and those forefathers of yours that held the DNA originally that you have inherited. This DNA is a reservoir of emotions also, some positive and some negative. This experience was set up by the Elohim, the co-creator gods for this planetary system and galactic spiral that you call your galaxy. If you have read my Earth history, past, present, and future, you are aware that the game of confrontation from those who are in direct opposition to the light was not intended for this beautiful planet. Part of the game was the interaction between the light and the dark. That was intended. So we wish to explain that the light and the dark, in my terms, means those who serve self to advance and those who serve others to advance. Those, as we said, who are in direct opposition to the light were not intended to live on this surface. My book will tell you that these individuals were in the process of destroying their own planet and were given the opportunity to live here in the belief that they would change their thought process and in turn their actions. This worked for a short period, and then they turned towards their warlike actions again. It then became necessary to divide the dimensions so that there can be a wall of separation between the forces that would control and dominate and those who are willing to advance through the weaving of patterns of light and dark. The dark which I speak are those who serve the light, but in a method of value of color printing to form the tapestry of life. They are not your enemies, but rather offer dimension and detail to the creative thrust that was envisioned by the Prime Creator. That part of the plan came from Prime Creator in the center of the cosmos. Those who are in direct opposition to that path are those of which we speak, who will try and usurp the laws of creation and the souls of the Creator. This aberration is in the lower levels of life and is not found in the higher levels of life. The path of spiritual evolution was interfered with by angels who had great power, as they could search not only their memory banks, but they had access to the manner of creation. I speak here of the methods. In that ability, they were able to attempt to harness creation. And unfortunately, the spiritual hierarchy were able to keep this great mistake in the lower realms as a checkpoint. We have not been able to eradicate this error. Therefore, we separate the two forces of intent. Know that your work to be completed will require much effort. There are those who tell you that there is nothing to do other than to be. And I say to you, in my authority as Archangel Michael, that there is something to do. And that is to clear the physical body and purge all the elements of negativity from it. Unless you do this, you cannot move on to the next dimension, as there is a divine universal law in effect that there can be no error created on a lower level of life to be taken to a higher level of life. That means even those who reside beyond your planetary sphere cannot advance until all their errors on the lower rungs of their experience is created. It is of great concern to me because I made a promise to all of my light workers when you followed me into this part of the galaxy to start this new experiment that I would awaken you when it was time to advance beyond this experiment. You probably are aware that this is the ending of one cycle and the beginning of another. When I led you to this dimension, I was aware of the energy that would come here at this time. I mentioned to you that this is the energy from the supernova that exploded, and the early remnants and the site of that explosion reached your planet in 1987. This, though, is the time of the vast spray of this energy upon the planet and upon your physical body. This was the time foretold whereby the Eye of Isis would bring forth this energy for the very use of your advancement at this time and in its place. I have mentioned to you earlier that these 3 months, March, April, and May, is of prime importance to you. This month of March, may have seen difficult for some of my followers in the manner of clearing, but I say to you, be patient. This is the beginning of a great advancement for you. I stand here with my sword of truth, peer into the silence of this dimension, and see if you can either see me or my energy. This is an important discipline for you to do now, and whenever you can practice this. Presently, my warrior angels are accompanied by the Queen of Heaven herself and Mother Mary, along with Mary the Magdala, are serving you in a very special manner this moment. They, along with the cherubs that serve them, are presently working with you to help clear your physical body. All that's necessary for you to do is desire to have your physical body cleared of all the past thoughts that were of a negative nature, thoughts such as anger, intolerance, pride, hatred. This is a long list, and it is the result of distorted thinking that was prevalent at the time. Suffering of all types must be cleared from your body, and the remnants of that suffering must be rooted out also. We begin here. If you later need more work done to complete this, we will ask for another conference call at the end of this month. This is important work, and we ask you to set aside the time to complete this. This work of clearing the physical is more important than any pursuit of pleasure that you might become involved with. This has to do with your future, and I mean that literally. We serve because we love you, and we serve because it is the fulfillment of our promise to you. During the meditation that I will lead after this message, the clearing will begin. This energy is the energy of clearing the physical, and it is available to you this month. This will be the easiest time to accomplish this clearing, but we say that for those who haven't done this clearing in this month, it will be possible to do it later, but you might need an energy worker who can do this for you. The end result is that you will feel much lighter, as there is actually energy that is leaving the cells within your physical body, and it has been a burden that you have carried for many years. Know that we are also working on your ancestors and are tied to you through the genetic time of your DNA. Call them to you at this moment so that all might clear and become whole and free of anything that is not of the God's light, which is a magnificent bright white light with golden hues of a brushed gold that shimmers as a heavenly golden lightning. Next month, the energies will be different, and we will send out information on the purpose of those energies. Let us concentrate on 1 month at a time. Open your heart to us, and know that you are loved, as all of you are sparks from all there is, and we are dedicated to Source as if our lives depend upon it, as it does. Source is the beginning of all life, yours and mine. I have not had my memory banks cut as you have, and I remember when I came from the hand of Source. Eventually, you will attain this ability yourself, or shall I say, regain your memory. It is a beautiful thing to not only remember, but to relive your creation as a soul. I live for that moment when you, my light workers, can regain this memory. It will be soon as the end of a cycle is upon us all. For me, it means moving to another galaxy. And I wish for you to remember so that you can go with me. I work for all of you. After these 3 months of changing energy for the physical body, I will begin a study of instructions for you as to how to work with the new electrons that you will face in the upper regions of the higher dimensions. The electrons there are similar to what you experience where you are, but they are definitely different. Blessings and honor to you, my charges. I took the responsibility when you came here, and as one who always keeps their word, I thank you for coming and being a part of this. Now, take a deep breath and rest in your heart center and feel only joy and love, and we will move into the second phase. Now, I want all of you to do just as Archangel Michael has asked. Sink into your heart center. Open it up to love. As you open it up to love, I want you to concentrate on the dimensions around you. Some of you will see the warrior angel that Archangel Michael assigned to you. Some will see Mother Mary. She is there holding roses in her arms. Some of them are red, some of them are yellow, and some of them are white. And if you pay attention and concentrate very strongly, you may even smell the scent of her roses. There are cherubs at her feet. There is Pope John standing behind her, as he is her troubadour. And on the other side of her is Mary, the one that they call the Magdala. She is wearing a wreath of flowers around her head. They are tiny little pink rosebuds. Her hair is long. It is unbound. There are cherubs with her. And behind them, there is a host of masters. There is a host of angels. The whole area is filled with all of these people who love you, who love each and every one of us. Some of the angels are gathering around you right at this moment. There is what appears to be a mist. This mist is blue in color. The color of sapphire. And along the sapphire mist, there is white light, very brilliant. It almost looks like it's turning to a fire at the tips of it. And beyond that, there is a golden glow. The gold is like a burnished gold, and the gold goes up high into the dimensions. It actually doesn't go to dimensions. It is actually has been sent down here from the higher dimensions. And if you follow that ray, follow it up as far as you can, if you are able to see. If you cannot see it, then feel it intuitively. Because behind that burnished gold, there is what looks like a stream. It almost looks like white crystals. But it is a water. It is the waters of white light. And Archangel Michael is saying that whenever you need healing, see yourself bathed in this golden, it has an edge of gold, but all through the middle it is this white crystalline light. This is God's clearing mechanism. It is God's healing mechanism. And it is now coming down through the dimensions. It is here. It has reached this dimension, and it is being directed by the Queen of Heaven herself and by Mary Magdalene. They are turning it over to each one of the angels that are standing next to you. Make sure your heart is opened. Make sure you are inviting this love and this healing crystalline light, which is the language of God's healing, invited into your body, invited into your soul. Heal it. If you can't see it, feel it. Feel the energy as it comes into your etheric body. It is piercing the etheric body at the moment. It is going through the etheric body and it is going down into your physical body. Your physical body is no barrier to this. As it reaches your physical body, it is resting in your heart. It is resting in the chambers of your heart. It is clearing from the heart center. It is then being pumped into the veins, where it is carrying this white healing light through your entire body. It looks like the waters as it goes down a waterfall. It is like when the water hits the bottom and there are rocks down there. It is like a white foam. This clear white foam is cleansing all through your body. There is a cloud of debris that is now being forced out of your body. This white light is churning through each and every cell now as the blood has moved this to every part of your physical. Archangel Michael is standing there and he is telling you that now is the time for you to intend that every part of your body be cleared at this moment. There is the white churning light now going through your whole body. Intend that the physical be cleared of all of the past that accumulated there. You might feel sensations leaving you. You might feel the sensations of anger or violence or hatred. You might feel that leave. Bless it as it leaves. Allow it to be recycled. Allow the golden light to recycle this to energy. It is all just energy. It can be recycled to benefit humanity. And as that is being cleared, he is telling me to look towards the direction of what you think the Middle East might be. See this flow of divine love and light that has now gone through your body and has cleared it, if you so willed it, to now go to the Middle East and clear that. It is being led by his band of warrior angels. They are taking that clearing light to the Middle East. It is now going down into below the surface, down to that crust that supports the surface, because there's a lot of negativity down there. It is now clearing that out and bringing it up. You might see some violence from this clearing, as this century-old distorted thought that is now finally surfacing. So you might see some great violence for a while. Now, you are my light worker. You are my light bearer. I can do nothing here without your intention. And now that we have gone there, we want you to take your intention, and focus it to South Korea. All of you now, focus the intent of this white light going to South Korea. See it clearing. See it clearing the negativity that is under that plate. See that negativity in a cloud leave South Korea. See it all transmuted. He is now telling you to focus your intention to the Congo. Focus to the Congo, even if you don't know what it looks like. Just intend that this healing light be directed to the Congo. It is moving now to the Congo. The same thing is happening. It is going down beneath the layers of rock that support the Congo. It is bringing up these dark clouds. They are moving on to be transmuted. Intend, my light workers, that you direct this, that you ask my warrior angels that this all be transmuted. He is saying, feel it. See it. Taste it. Now he is saying, direct this light, because now it is even becoming more beautiful and more crystal and more clear. Send it to the upper atmosphere. Okay, see all of this white light go to the upper atmosphere. See the sun shine through this white light, and as the earth changes on its axis, it's turning on its axis, see this white light clearing the atmosphere. Stay with that view until you feel that in your mind's eye the earth has made a complete rotation. Focus, he is saying, focus your intent. It is going to take a lot of intent to clear this. It's going to take a lot of concentration, but focus. There is much work to be done here. The atmosphere needs to be cleared of many things. Humankind has altered layers in the higher areas. They have done it with their machinery that they think is serving them, but it is not. All is connected. Everything is connected. The connections have been broken, and with your intent, see this belt around the planet in its prime, pristine condition that was there before and during the cooling of this planet when it was first created. That was beauty. That was perfection. See in your mind's eye the intent of this perfection. I need you to do this, he is saying. He has taken his sword out. I have told you about his sword. It is very beautiful, ornate. And he is handing it to each and every one of you. You all are participating and you can participate in this power because he is designating you who have open hearts to love creation, to work with his energy. See clear white light come down to the surface all over the planet. And now he is saying, go down into the oceans with your intention. Take this white light with his sword and your intention, and now work on clearing the ocean. Now he is saying that this is accomplishing this etherically, that it is going to take time for the etheric to bleed in through the actual planetary structure. So don't expect overnight miracles. He's got a little chuckle there. You know, Archangel has quite a sense of humor. And he said, like everything, be patient. Allow that we're working on the etheric right now with etheric tools. Allow this to settle into the physical. With your intent and his sword, see this as something that is accomplished. Now, he turns his direction to the next point of discovery, he says. And that is the political system. Not only here in this country, but the political system everywhere. And he is saying, see the leaders as wise entities, those wise entities who wish to rule for the benefit of all. May their hearts be changed. So each and every one of you, my dear friends, send the intention to the leaders all over the world that their intention of heart will be of the highest good, not only for all of humanity, but for the planet. See this new birth in their hearts and in their intention. See it. See it. Believe it. It is there for your asking. He said, it is up to you, the light workers, to replace all of these dark thoughts with the light that is within your soul. You are a spark of source. You can create. You can do this. You have the tools. You have the white energy light. You have the white energy light. You can do this. Now, he is asking us to focus in another area. This is for the new children who are coming into this planet. He said it doesn't matter what you call them. Some of them are here. Some of them are on their way. There is a band of very advanced children that are coming from another dimension. Not your regular stream of humanity. These are advanced beings. And he is saying, open up your heart to them. You don't have to know who they are. Just open up your heart to the advanced beings in the form of children that are coming to the planet right now. Offer them your welcome. Welcome them. They are coming into a very strange sensation right now. They haven't been in form for a very long time. And he says, you, my friends, have been waiting for them for eons. Eons. They are coming here because of what is about to happen on this planet, and they are here to serve. Welcome them. Some of them are going to have a very difficult time sitting in the physical frames that they are carrying now. But they are here to serve you. Send them your love, your understanding. Okay, he is asking you to focus your intention on one other place now. Focus your intention and your light upon those who are imprisoned, no matter where they are. They are children of God. Some suffer greatly in many respects. Open your heart to them. Offer them the support of love. With the thought that if they have dark intentions to control and dominate, hold up my sword in front of them. Hold my sword in front of them. Now he says, I am going to send you a tone. You may not hear it. Some of you will hear his tone. Those who do not hear the tone, just know that it's there. Attach the tone to my sword. Present it to those who are incarcerated and to those who wish to control that their hearts may change. This will be the last opportunity for them to change their hearts and focus on the benefit of all. Now he says the work is almost done. He is asking that you thank those who have come to serve, the angels, Mother Mary, Pope John, Mary Magdala, and he is saying that if you look for her, Yeshua is standing behind her. He has his hand on her shoulder. There is a great love that passes between the two of them for each other and also for you. So thank all of those who have come to work with you. And then he says that he is most interested in having everyone hear your results, what you have seen, what you have heard, what your angels have said to you, and to please send them to me at Carolyn@CarolynEvers.com. We want to compile all of this and send your history and your results to those who are not advanced enough to see and hear the things that you see and hear. So if you have any impressions, any thoughts, anything that you have seen or felt, send them to my commander so she can put them in a compilation and send them out. Now, what is happening...
Can I break in here just for a second?
In a second. He is now saying that all of those who have come to serve in the spiritual hierarchy are now making their way. They are leaving the door of this dimension. And he is by himself and with his warrior angels. And he is now opening the time left to questions from the group, but he is saying only keep your question to the information that we have brought forth today. And when he, before we open for questions, he has one last thing to say, is that he said earlier that if more work needed to be done, that he would call for another conference call the end of the month, and he said there does need to be more work done, not only for your angels, but for the rest of the planet. You're here for planetary service. You're here for your angel, and we have a question. Yes, Mr. D. Your question.
Well, no, actually, it wasn't a question. It was more. I could hear an echo, and somebody in the audience or in the conference somebody must have some sort of a speakerphone or something going, because the echo was proceeding. I tried to minimize it as best I could.
Okay, anybody who has a speakerphone, please turn it off.
Or their internet, or their radio.
Or the radio, something. Their internet.
Whatever they're listening to, yeah.
And mute. Use your mute button, please.
And then I'll then put them back. I'll count.
Okay.
Because right now I've cut off most of the signal. But I'm going to put it back on. And
okay.
Here we go. So that way it'll all be fed in. And when that happens, it'll be a lot of noise, remember. But if you can get through it, let's have some fun.
Okay.
All right. Because, you do have a conference call with a lot of people on it.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay, my friends. For anyone who is not talking, please use your mute button. And Archangel is open for questions. Does someone have a question out there?
I would love to ask a question.
Yes.
I got hurt really bad in an accident, and I want to know, I've had a lot of surgeries, if I'm going to heal and be able to have another baby. I talk to him a lot.
I'm not laughing at you, Dawn. I am enjoying.
If the pain is going to get better.
I am enjoying because right now I want you to concentrate on the abdominal area. Concentrate.
Okay.
What do you see?
Oh, I see pink. Red.
He has his hands on your abdominal area. Do you hear me?
Yep, I do.
Okay. He says, not only will you have a baby, but your baby will be one of the new children that is coming in. And he is telling you this because you need to prepare for this child.
Well, my son talks to his angels all the time, and he is such a special little boy. He's way above everybody else who I have. He was our miracle child.
Well, you're going to have another miracle, dear one.
Oh,
welcome,
no.
Welcome this child. And he is saying to call in on one of my healing shows, so that either Caroline or Charlene can work with you, that you need some additional work done.
Okay.
That's all for you now, dear. If you'd be kind enough to mute your phone, if someone else has a question, we would really like we'd like to keep this around the information that Archangel Michael has brought in. Who's the next one?
I have a question.
Okay. What is
I'd
it,
like
dear?
To know, I'm doing my best to clear all my lower vibrations, frustration, anger. I'm disabled, and it keeps me in a depressed state. I'd like to know what Archangel Michael suggests that I do to help clear the remaining.
He suggests
that
you call into one of our healing shows before the end of the month when he calls in the second conference. He will call
Excuse
in
me,
the
I couldn't hear you.
There will be a second conference the end of the month. He said, call in on one of my radio shows where either Caroline or Charlene will be working with you. Do it before the next conference call. Okay, if you'd be kind enough just to turn off your, put on your mute button. Now, is there another person that had a question?
Hello? I have a question.
Okay, one person, who wants to...
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
My name is Adam.
I'm Adam?
Michael. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Archangel Michael, I'd like you to comment in my life and show yourself in my life.
Oh, Adam, he is
yes.
standing there right in front of you. He has...
I know.
He has
I want him to shake my hand.
My darling, he's doing better than that. He's got his hand over your third eye. He is saying, look for him there. Start out by finding him in your third eye. And then later, look for his energy. You'll see him. He says he talks to you, Adam. He's talking to you, dear.
Hello? I know.
I know. He talks to you, dear.
No, I heard you. I finally got on.
Now, can we have someone else ask a question? Adam, if you want a reading from him, but I don't really think it's necessary, you can get a reading from him.
I need that, Caroline. How can I do that?
Just go to my website at Carolyn at CarolynEvers.com. I really do think, you know, if you want to do that, he speaks to you.
Oh, Caroline, I need the pin to break my bubble. I need that very badly.
You mean to mute? You mute by pound six. We don't have much time. Who else has a question?
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Who else has a question?
I do.
Okay. Whoever I is.
Sakina from Alabama.
Hi, dear.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you, Archangel Michael. My question
He's correcting
is,
you. Excuse me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but he's correcting you. He said Mikael. Mikael, your brother.
Mikael, my brother.
Yes. He likes to be known as Mikael, your brother. He says he is your brother.
Yeah.
Your question to him.
I couldn't figure out how...
Excuse me. Whoever is speaking in the background, please mute. You're interfering with the questions. Please. There's laughter in the background. Please mute your phone. I'm very sorry for this. Friends.
Okay.
Your conversation is going through this line. Please mute your button.
About the different things.
Is your
energy coming in?
Family, you are not being considerate. Please mute your button. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ask your question. We'll try and talk over them.
Okay. Well, I live in an area that is contaminated, from a plant and where they...
Wait a minute. It's contaminated with what?
With PCBs is one of the chemicals, and there's another plant where they make military weapons and vehicles.
Yeah.
And the whole area is contaminated. And I was just wondering, is there any special information that I can use to help this community? Because, you know, there is so much denial and there's so much depression and illness here. And I mean,
He is telling me that this would be excellent planetary work for you if you wish.
I can't hear you.
I know, and it's so sad because people are speaking in the background and they don't realize that they're interfering with your conversation, and I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Like they don't even, maybe they forgot the phone is on. Okay, start over.
Well, Archangel Michael is telling you that you can be of great planetary service if you would gather a group together and work with this. And unfortunately, we have background noise. Do me a favor. Send me an email. We will talk about this at Carolyn Evers. Send it to Carolyn at CarolynEvers.com. But can I please speak to Maria? Maria, can you hear me? Maria?
Okay, love you. Bye.
Maria?
What's your little note there?
Maria? Maria, can you hear me calling you? We are going to close this show for now because we just have too much noise in the background.
Okay.
And what we will do is we will call another time when we're not on the radio. I think my friends are not being considerate. They don't realize that everything that they are saying is coming through the whole line, interfering with this call. And I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize to everyone for that. This is not being considerate to one another.
I don't know. I think it went away. I think maybe the person heard.
Well, let's hope that they did, because we have 10 minutes. Now, I hear all this talk chatter in the background.
I couldn't hear the entire message.
I know.
Me either.
And I have great compassion for that. The lady who was talking about her area with the
yes,
okay. Here's what Archangel is saying. If you have the desire to help clear this area and you have some people willing to work with you, he will come.
I don't know anybody here that's willing to work with me. I've been, you know, here. This is
it doesn't have to come from your area, dear. It doesn't
ma'am?
Have to come from your area. Listen to what I'm saying. It
okay.
doesn't have to be neighbors. It could be somebody
okay.
who hears you on the radio show. It could be some conference, a conclave members. It could be anybody
right.
of the light who wishes to join with you right now and work on this project. He will help you clear that area, but it's going to take more than just you.
Okay.
Now, if you will send me that information, I will send out a note to everyone who has signed up for this conference call who is interested in doing this planetary service with you, and Archangel Michael will work with you to help clear that area.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I'll send the email.
Yes. Did we have another
okay.
Person on the line who wanted to talk, who had a question?
Carolyn, I asked earlier, I'm the disabled one, but I could not hear what you told me, what I'm to do. You said something about calling the next conference?
Yes, and what you do is you need work done before his next conference call. He's gonna call for another conference call the end of the month.
I can't afford that. I'm on a very, very...
We're not asking you to spend any money, dear. We're asking you to call into my radio show when either I have Caroline on the line or Shirlene. They will work with you on the radio show and do this before the end of the month.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, was there someone else who had a question?
This is Maria. I just want to say, Archangel Michael,
I can't hear
very,
you, dear.
Very thankful for all the help I'm getting. I can see what you are putting before me to help me, and I'm just very happy to thank you. I love you.
I love you, darling, and just we're going to have to leave the air soon, and I just want to throw out one other thought to all of you. Send your impressions to me. If you saw your angels, if you saw the warrior angel, if you saw Mother Mary, if you saw the Pope, if you saw Yeshua.
Well, why do you keep believing we've got to leave the air?
Well, because we're up here at 5 o'clock.
Oh, well, actually, it's a two-hour show.
Oh, I forgot.
So, well, I've been a little mystified since you began on that track. I'm thinking, interesting, okay. I roll with it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So there you go, folks, fans, foes.
Okay, are we, if we're done with the questions, then we could probably have Caroline come on board with us if she's on in this particular group. Was there any other questions that you had?
I have one, if nobody else. This
okay.
will be my second question.
Okay.
Okay, I'm planning on, well, my family, and it just appears that I'm the only light worker around here. And I've been, trying to detox my system, you know, so I won't be carrying around anger or anything, because I really get kind of angry at my family members and friends who don't do anything but call me a hippie and think I'm crazy, you know, when I talk about the angels or don't want to get off into their 3D activities, although I've tried a whole lot. Is there anything else that I can do? I just don't want to carry that anger around. Like right now, I even feel like I'm going through a detox, and I had a what's called a spiritual flu,
mm-hmm.
a spiritual sinus, and we started yesterday after.
Okay, well, this is happening to everyone, dear, because of
right.
the new energies. But Archangel mm-hmm. Michael is has a message for you, and what that
mm-hmm.
message is that you are not responsible for your family members. And what he is saying, and this is very personal for you,
mm-hmm.
when you look at your family members, don't listen to their words, but see their light within.
Don't look for the words of what?
Don't listen to their words. When they belittle you,
mm-hmm.
don't listen to their words. See their light within. They are carrying the light the same as you.
Right,
just
okay.
see their light. No, you're not responsible for them. They have their own choices to make.
Right.
And this...
I'm the one that, you know, be the angry one, or the one that don't want to put up with it. And then I get upset with me because I got upset with them when I know I'm supposed to just be sending them love.
No, you have to let go. You have to release them. You're not responsible for them. You can't live their life.
Right.
This is the time of choice. Everyone will make their own choice at this moment. And there is going to be divisions in the families because people are going to be going different ways. And so you have to love yourself. Love yourself. You have to open up your heart center. And if you want to help release some of that anger, we can do that. Call us on one of our other radio shows where we do healing work.
Okay.
If you can't do it yourself, you might need an energy worker to help you with that. There is some information in my book, Chaos Before Creation, that gives some people thoughts about healing. But you
okay.
are the one. You are the one right now that you must take care of yourself. And in doing that, it will be your example that will help lead the other people to the light. You can't lead them to the light with words. You lead through example, and you must heal your own heart first. And if it's still angry and you need help with that, then call into one of our energy workers, and we will help you release that.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there someone else with a question?
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah. Okay. The gentleman I heard first. We'll go with the gentleman and then the lady. Yes, sir.
I have a daughter who will be 30 in May.
Yes.
And I have not had contact with her since she was 13. And I recently learned that she has a daughter, and they live in California. And I would like to have my angel speak to her angel and try to have to make contact with her.
Well, do you have any? Do you know where she is?
Someplace around San Pablo, California.
So you really don't have a phone number, or is there any way of tracing her?
No, I've tried through Social Security. I've tried. In fact, her mother won't even make contact with her own family. So she took her away from not only me, but her own family.
Well, as a human being, that is very difficult. It is very difficult. Yes, that would be the way to go, since you have no information whatsoever, is to speak to your soul, send her soul light and ask her to contact, but you need to do something more active also. I can't think, I mean, I can think of plenty of things to say, but I tell you what, send me an email at carolyn@carolynevers.com. I'll give you some thoughts. I think that that's beyond the scope of what we can do on the radio today.
Yeah.
You have my email address?
Yes, I do.
Okay. We'll work with that. Now, there was a lady who wanted to talk.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Nancy.
love hearing your cheerful voice.
I have a question.
Of course
my
you do.
My grandmother, yes, naturally, my grandmother on my dad's side was 100% Irish. Does that mean I have a lot of past life trauma that I need to have
yes,
cleared?
Yes, you do. And one of the things that I wanted to do was to have Caroline clear that line, that DNA line. Don, is Caroline on the line?
I am.
Darling.
Hey.
I'm real glad that you're here. One of the things that I was hoping that we could do, since it was St. Patrick's Day, is to Nancy has Irish DNA in her system, and what I was hoping that we could do is to, you know, the Irish have gone through a lot of discrimination. They had a famine where, you know, a lot of Irish people died in the famine. You know, they starved to death. And if you're willing, can we clear those who might be willing, clear some of this DNA from the Irish line on what comes to mind, what came to my mind was perhaps persecution and control, but maybe you might even come up with some other thoughts.
If there are any other people besides Nancy on the line who have got Irish blood, we'll just clear everybody's Irish ancestral line at the same time. So you don't even have to hold up your hand or anything. We'll just clear everybody's past lives or ancestral lines that has been spent in Ireland during any of those dark times in Ireland. And there were a lot of those. Okay. God. Several thousand people here.
I love it.
Okay. Okay, all the men are holding up their beer mugs.
I love it.
I love it. A toast. Okay. We're going to clear all of the Irish ancestral and past lifetimes of any of the people that are on this conclave. Any hurt, pain, murder, killing, resentment, hatred, frustration, and alcoholism. Any issues around any of these? Any fear-based emotions around these? This is going to take about a minute here because we've got a lot of people involved. So you're not going to hear much from me. That doesn't mean that I've gone to sleep. They're men, women, children. They're also Scotch-Irish. and all this is sent to God to be purified, cleansed, forgiven, resolved, and released into the universe as God's beautiful golden light. And in this place we put God's love, God's joy, God's luck.
Luck, I love it.
And God's magic.
Oh, goody.
The Irish have really forgotten about
all those little leprechauns.
All the leprechauns.
Yeah.
And the magic that the island used to have. And it's still there. So we're putting that all back into everybody's body, your ancestral lines, your past lifetimes, your energy fields, and your aura. And the love of singing.
Oh, good. Love of singing.
Mm-hmm. Apparently the Irish used to really sing a whole lot more than they do now.
Well, they had something to sing about.
Yes, that's true. Okay. Now, the women are dancing the Irish jig, and the men are throwing their hats up in the air.
That's good to see.
I know. Thank you, Nancy, for calling in and asking for that on St. Patrick's Day.
Indeed. Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
I didn't realize you were on the line with us, Caroline. There was a lady who was disabled. Is she in the sound of my voice?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, dear. Caroline, we got a tough one here for you, sweetheart, and I don't know if you can do this in the time that we have, but let's see what we could do to help this lady. What do you want to...
What is your name?
Sharon.
Sharon, you just really need to call me. We need to spend at least an hour and a half together, whether you have the money or not.
Okay.
Okay? You just need to call me, because I cannot...
Give her your number, darling.
I can... maybe lift your spirits a little bit, but you got a whole lot of stuff that needs to be cleared.
I know. I've been trying so hard to
take that word try out of your vocabulary. If you try something, you can't do it. You
okay.
Say, I do it.
Can I have your number, please?
Yes. It's 540-586-2401.
Could you repeat that one more time?
540-586-2401.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. And remember to tell me when you leave a message on my answering machine, because I'm booked solid all of this week. I'll have to see if I can find a place to slot you in this week. That you're sharing and you talk to me on the radio program.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, was there somebody else in this wonderful group of Conclave members and also the radio show that had another question, either a question about Archangel's message or who wanted a healing with Caroline?
Well, Caroline has a question.
Okay. I think we can manage the answer.
Well, when I came on, I was probably the last person who came on, and it was so faint that I could barely hear you.
Well, see what it is. We were patched to a conference call through the radio station. Don connected us because I couldn't call out.
Oh.
You know, I would like to, can I just, before you ask the question, can I just tell something to people, because this is really fascinating. I had set this conference call up from 2:30
figuring it would take an hour from 2:30 to 3:30, and then I would be ready for this radio show. There was no way I could dial out. I couldn't dial out of any phone, nowhere. And I get a message on the internet from one of the Conclave members, and she says, this is an emergency. We've got 77 people on the line for the conference call.
Yeah, what's me?
And where are you? Well, I could send her an email and tell her I couldn't call out, and so from 2:30 to, I don't know, I guess 4 o'clock, or what time we start, 4 o'clock, whatever. I was dialing, trying to get to them, and Don calls me for the radio show, and he says, oh, I can patch you through. Now, tell me that this wasn't a plan of from the angels to do this thing on the radio show and not just for the Conclave members. Don't you just love it?
Absolutely. That was absolutely
planned.
I think this was planned. I think it was planned for more than just putting it on the radio show.
I think so too, darling.
Yeah, because of everything that happened. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have to put together, I want all of the Conclave members to send me what they experienced, they felt, and they heard, and I'm going to compile them for everybody. So, Caroline, what question do you have, darling?
Well, that was going to be my question.
What?
How did the message start? I didn't hear the...
Okay, Archangel Michael gave me... When we set up a conference call, he usually gives me a message first. And he gave me a message that was 4 tight pages long.
I don't want to hear all of that.
No, and I'm not going to read it again. But
24 pages or less.
Yeah, so I read this. He gave all the history of the division of the dimensions that we're working on, the Adam Cadman. That the energy that came in for March is making the foundation for this for the new human being. I'm going to be putting this on the internet in the spiritual notebook, and I'll be putting it up on the Conclave site. And if you're interested, Caroline, just because you are such a sweet dear soul and we just love you so dearly, I'll mail a copy of the conference call along with your enzymes that I haven't packaged yet. So
Thank you. Then
after we read this message and see what he told us is that he, Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene along with their angels and Pope John Paul was there. I heard that part. About how they brought the energy down. Well, that was the meditation.
Okay, I heard the meditation part. I just didn't know.
I didn't hear a lot of that because of the noise.
Oh, there was a terrible noise.
But I was hearing.
And stuff. Yeah.
But I was seeing kind of like a river of energy, just washing everything everywhere.
Well, I'm
so
sorry.
People did not.
They didn't mute their phones. I don't think. Anyway, we did the meditation, and then we had the questions, and this is usually how Archangel sets up the conference call. He has a message that I give, he does a meditation, and then people have the opportunity to call in. I mean, you know, to ask a question.
Okay. Well, since nobody asked any questions about the Conclave, I was kind of puzzled about that, because I thought there would have been questions about Conclave, but anyway, whatever. I was a little bit puzzled about that since I didn't get in at the very first.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear it.
Sorry about
meditation.
That.
Mm-hmm. Well, may I have another prayer?
Who's this?
Sakina. Now this.
Okay, you had a question?
Really, I was interested in you doing something like you had just done for the Irish people, for the African American people, a healing
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. Caroline, what do you think, dear?
Sure, I'll be glad to do that. There are 200,000 folks.
What would be the issues surrounding this, Caroline? How do you see it?
Well, I don't really. I just ask God to tell me what we need to clear.
Oh, wonderful.
Really,
okay.
Yeah. I don't really inject my personal feelings about it into this situation. This is God's healing, and I'm merely the voice and the conduit of the healing.
Well, they might not have heard you, Tina. Let us just say this first before you begin.
Okay.
She asked for a clearing for African Americans. Well, that seems appropriate on St. Patrick's Day. So we're going to do a clearing for African Americans, and Caroline now is going to bring down God's healing for African Americans.
And we're going to call any of your ancestral line or your past lifetimes for any and all of you who have African American heritage. And that includes a lot of us white folks in the South. We got hillsides full of them.
What do we have?
Hillsides full of people.
Hillsides full of people. I love it.
Yeah. Just, it's like they're coming almost like an army.
Mm-hmm.
Line upon line upon line.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait until they stop here a minute. For a healing and a clearing for all past lifetimes and ancestral lines of African Americans, all the pain, suffering, enslavement, cruelty, murder, killing, the humiliation, and the lack of self-worth. Hatred, and any other fear-based emotion. Any fear-based mental anguish, any physical pain, or spiritual pain. We ask that all of this be cleared . Okay, and for those of you who are intuitive or see through your third eye, you'll see what look like little tiny pieces of paper coming out from everybody, men, women, children. And all of this will be sent to God. Now, on St. Patrick's Day. It will
clear, purify, forgive, resolve, and also God's now starting to pull out the anger and resentment around any of these issues or experiences. This will all clear, purify, resolve, forgive, and release into the universe as God's golden light. And in its place will be put forgiveness, understanding, peace, love, and the full joy of God's love and joy. This will enter everyone's cells to fill them and continue the purification process. Now there's still some stuff coming out. Sabrina?
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. It's Sakina.
Sakina?
Yes.
Thank you so
much.
Oh, you're welcome. Jesus said for me to please remind you then that when he was asked about how you treat your enemies, he said you love them.
Right.
The best way for you to approach your problems in your town is to love them and to approach the people around you in a loving way to help ameliorate the situation there, not through anger or frustration or hatred, but through love and compassion for each other.
That's right, that's forgiveness.
I don't know if this was one of your ancestors or one of the group from the DNA, your DNA, but I saw this lady. I think she was probably from Haiti, and she had this red bandana around her head and a full skirt with a lot of red in it. And when you were doing that, Caroline, she was dancing around so joyfully. Good.
It sounds like my grandmama.
Well,
it
did that sound
like
your
grandma? The bandana. She used to wear this little red hat sometimes.
Well, yeah, I saw this red.
I know she wore peach in the family.
I thought it was like a bandana. But it could have been. It could have been like a hat.
Could have been me.
Could you do it?
could have been any of us.
Mm-hmm.
And probably was at some time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And it's something that we really forget sometimes is that each and every one of us has had lifetimes in different nations,
mm-hmm.
in different cultures. You know, we've all had an experience with that.
Right.
Yes.
I feel like I've been clearing all over the place. I think I've been everywhere. Thank you.
Oh, good. Glad we could help you. Did someone else have a question or want a healing of some sort? Go ahead.
Hello, I have a question.
Sure.
I have a very dear friend who is able to communicate with pets.
Communicate with animals. Oh, okay.
And when my dear little dog, Speckles, passed over 2 years ago, she communicated with her, and I asked Speckles, how may I be able to communicate with you as well? And my little dog from the other side told me to talk to Archangel Michael.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I'm calling you to see if there's any way that you might be able to talk with him and ask, how could I do that, please?
Well, he's still here, actually. He's been listening on in this conversation ever since people started asking questions. And one of the things that he is saying is he expects by year end that the dimensions will thin out enough and we will advance enough that we should all be doing what Caroline and I are doing right now, so that he does believe that a lot of us are going to be seeing into the next dimension, going to be speaking to those on the other side by year end, and it's because of the things that are happening with the energies, and not only that, it's the plan. It's the plan. This is the journey. Now, he's saying if you want to do something with this before the end of the year, first start concentrating. Instead of thinking about your dog Freckles right away, start thinking about working the way he said earlier in the message that he gave out of trying to look into the next dimension. Don't think of it as the next dimension. Think of it as something close to you and start with impressions first. You have a guardian angel. He is reminding me that you have more than a guardian angel, that you've had some people in your family that passed over to the other side, haven't you?
Yes.
He is saying that these individuals who had passed over to the other side are very much around you. Do you feel them sometimes?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Rarely, but perhaps.
Okay. On perhaps, who do you feel perhaps has the most influence that might be trying to get your attention?
I believe my grandmother.
Okay. He is saying that Grandma has not left you. And since there is this very close rapport between the two of you, think about Grandma. Think about the things that she loved, the things that you loved about her. And the time will come, and it's already there, he's pointing out, that there are times when you feel very close in your heart the way you did when she was there next to you. And so connect, see her face where your third eye is, and then concentrate on her and send her a message like it's coming to her from your heart.
Uh-huh.
And then listen quietly and see what you sense coming back. That work with her. Work on this relationship first because she wants this, and the two of you have this close rapport. And then once you start realizing that this is not a perhaps but a real thing, you will then start branching out into other fields. Think you can do that?
I certainly will attempt it with all my
heart. Yeah,
let
us know how you're doing with that one.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Archangel's chuckling over that one, especially when she said perhaps. He was doing his little dance. Was there someone else in the group that perhaps wanted to ask a question or suggest a healing? Or
yeah, I have a question, Carolyn.
Sure.
If no one else speaks up. Could Archangel Michael tell me who I have as a family member around me? This is Nancy.
Okay. I just love his sense of humor. He just tickles me to no end. He's saying, Nancy, why are you asking that question?
Because I don't know.
He's showing me this picture of this little lost lamb holding his leash in his mouth. He's chuckling it over I don't know bit. He's saying you know. You doubt. You doubt, yes. You might doubt, but don't say you don't know. Come on, Nancy, help us out here. Who do you think's hanging around your shoulder? You are the doubting Thomas of the group, I tell you. I said you're the doubting Thomas of the group.
I am.
You are. Who do you feel is around you?
My mother.
Ah. Now, why would you think your mother would be hanging around?
I don't know, because I've been calling on her.
That might have something to do with it. Okay, now when you call on her, what do you sense that she is saying back to you?
Basically, right now, I think she's trying to show me and tell me that she really did love me.
Well, see, that was the answer I heard right away, that she loved you. Now, why are you doubting that? Why are you doubting that your mother is standing there telling you that she really loved you? Why are you doubting that?
Because in the actual life, it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she'd have a very hard time sending you a special delivery letter. They don't have stamps over there.
Oh, Lord.
Well, and Nancy, your mother did not know how to show love.
Yeah, and
you know, she really didn't know how to express it, and was uncomfortable because of her upbringing about expressing it.
Uh-huh.
So, what she's showing you now is that she now understands that the feelings that she had and the kindness and that sort of thing were really part of what love's all about. And she's been retrained, if you will, in how to express it. So she wants you to see that she has changed enough that she can now express it to you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So they must have a retraining school on the other side, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions, he didn't mean it in the translation that's in the King James Bible. There are schools, there are hospitals, there are mental hospitals, there basically are sort of prisons where dark entities have to first be, where they can't harm anybody on the other side until they are retrained. There are all kinds of homes and all kinds of places to be and things to do. It's not like everybody's floating around on a cloud looking down at us. Everybody's busy on the other side doing all the things that need to be done that will allow them to either then to make a choice about what they're going to be and where they're going to be next. So it's not a place where there's punishment. It's a place where you examine what you've done in your lifetime and learn how to correct the mistakes that you made and learn how to be a better person in the next lifetime and to fulfill your soul's purpose. It's pretty amazing. I know what I'm talking about because I take people to the light all the time.
Oh, that's exciting.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing what's on the other side. It's really beautiful. Really loving, light-filled, a lot of activity. But there also is rest when you need rest. I hear somebody's birds.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand them, dude.
What'd you say?
I understand them, dude.
You understand the bird. What's the bird saying?
What'd the bird say? What is it talking about?
About the light and the beauty on another side.
Oh.
You know, no, it's not another side, man. It's right. Yeah, the doors are really not visible. There are no doors.
There aren't.
The biggest surprise in my life was when I recognized then the another side and the bird singing and the flowers and the bees is right when I am.
Mm-hmm.
It blew my mind. From that moment, I hardly recognized myself. I don't know anymore who I am.
It definitely does enable you to be able to re-examine yourself and to see things in a whole different perspective.
Yeah. And different respect, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe first time in one life.
Yes. It really is not like you're going off somewhere. It's just right here.
You know, it's like all of a sudden you sit around the round table big enough for billions and you are king just like the next to you and next to you and the queens. They are only kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
And I don't know if I'm getting crazy or not. I wish somebody would open my records.
I don't think you're crazy.
I know you're not crazy. Because I'm certainly not crazy.
You can go to CarolynEvers.com and ask for a reading from your records if you want to.
But today I am a pool boy.
Today you are what?
Pool boy.
A poor boy?
Yes.
Well, you send me a question. I'll get it for you from your records. You can send it to Carolyn at CarolynEvers.com. Tell me that I told you that on the radio.
Carolyn, I know your address.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Was there
Thank
someone
you. You know, the very interesting things happened before 4 o'clock your time.
Like what? Tell me.
Right when you couldn't attend the group.
Yes.
Group attend itself.
I heard.
You had the 77 people in the circle connected together with Archangel Michael, right in the middle of it, connected to every single one of us, making us unity. I never felt nothing like that in my life. And you're going to have a testimony from 77 people about the same thing.
You know what is so...
76.
What's
Somebody
so beautiful...
So it's 76.
What is so beautiful about that is how Archangel Michael carried all of this out. Tell me that wasn't a plan.
It was from the beginning.
I couldn't dial out on my telephone. And I called on Archangel Michael. I called on the warrior angels. All I kept getting was a busy signal. And I said to him, get me with the group. He says, you will. You'll get with the group. Well, he planned it that we'd be with the group on the radio. And you all had
but
your
you
connection.
Know, doing that, he really gave 77 people first-hand experience of the lifetime.
You mean because you could all communicate with him?
Because we all communicate with everything, with allness.
Well, I'm sorry, I wasn't there.
Yeah,
you was all right. You was all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You was there. You just wasn't interfering. You was busy calling somebody else, so it was good.
I was calling your number.
And we were sending you light and love. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that love wasn't going to get me on the phone until after you all had a turn at channeling Archangel Michael.
Right, and that's exactly what happened.
I love
you
it.
You know, some people hung up, but then soon after you came on. Mm-hmm.
And it's not, and nothing is recorded because somebody makes sure that nobody will record it.
I think it was quite a plan.
We were all one. It was such a feeling. I mean, he had his name written all over it, okay?
Caroline.
Yeah. I hear somebody calling in the background. Is it Caroline or Carolyn you want to talk to?
Either one of you. I have something that follows me around in my house, making noise. I'm not sure if it's a relative or if it was from someone that didn't cross over to the other side.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it has written on in the dust on my TV screen in the past. That's when I first noticed it. And I'm not afraid of it. It doesn't seem to want to harm me or anything. But if I go into the kitchen, it knocks on the walls in the kitchen, same thing in the living room, or in the bedroom. And I was wondering if Archangel Michael could tell me what it is, who it is, or is it something that he should clean out of my house?
What do you think, Caroline? What's coming to you on that? Did you hear the question?
Carolyn, I can barely hear
this, I can tell this man, but I really can't hear.
Okay,
what
let me tell you what he
said.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, what he said is, we got a Tinkerbell there.
Yeah. Wow. That's somebody's cell phone ringing.
Apparently.
Mikhail, you have a sense of humor.
Mikhail has a sense of humor, huh?
He does.
I told you he does.
I like that in Ringo.
Anyway, what the gentleman said was there is somebody in his house that follows him around, and when he is in a room, they'll rap on the wall, and whatever room he goes into, he'll hear them knocking on the wall. He's trying to get their attention. And I'm asking you, Caroline, what comes to your mind? He wants to know who this is or what it is.
Did I understand you correctly that he hears a rapping on the wall?
Yes. Well, that's what I thought he said.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
If you move from one room to another?
Yes. Sometimes when I'm sitting at the computer, my back is behind me on the far wall or up in the corners of the house, sometime above my head. Near the ceiling, it just makes noise. Clicking.
Do you have a feeling about this, Caroline? I have one, but I wanted to know what you thought.
Well, you go ahead. I'm getting lots of different thoughts here.
Well, tell me one.
Well, I have a couple of questions for you. Do you live in an older house?
It was built in 1979.
And when?
1979.
Is it on a property where there might have been another house?
I don't know. It's in a development. They were all built around the same time.
Well, he doesn't know what was
Arizona,
on that tract of land before they built the house.
In Arizona. It could be Native American land. I'm not sure.
Well, that's what I felt right away, that it was a Native American. Had
mm-hmm.
crossed over.
That hasn't crossed over.
That has not. I mean...
Right. That's what I was getting.
They're
too.
Caught in between the two dimensions.
Well, does he feel like it's one or more?
I think it's just one. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, that's all I was asking.
What do you think about that, Caroline? You think it's just one?
Well, it's one main one.
Yeah, I saw like there's more than one.
Well, there are, but there's one who's kind of like the channel master.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was asking the questions I was asking, because I was getting a picture of a native a site that was Native American that the people had built on, and they were unaware that they had built on a burial ground for Native American Indians. And so this group of Indians is on this whole site here, basically, didn't go to the light because they were told not to. They were told to stay and protect the land. And if they left, they couldn't come back. So you've got several of them there who are
not only haven't gone to the light, don't know how to go to the light, and really feel that if they leave, they won't be able to protect the land. And that was part of their, you know, we say things about Native Americans consider this mountain sacred or that mountain sacred. Actually, Native Americans considered all land sacred. When you come right down to it, they might have a particular place where they went for particular spiritual ceremonies, but they considered all of the land sacred. And some tribes, part of their job was to protect the land and to keep it pure in a way.
Caroline, we probably have 5 minutes. My sense is that you know, it's time for them to move on if they're open to that. Do you have that sense?
That what now?
It's time for them to move on if they're open to that.
Well, that's what I was just getting ready to say. What I'm going to do here is call the chief of the tribe to come and explain to them that it's time to go to the light, okay? So just put your intention towards that as well. Please.
Yes, I'm
doing it. Okay. The chief has come and told them that it's time to go to the light so that they can return and enjoy the land they love.
Thank you.
Boy, he had a lot of energy. Wow. He was a powerful person, the chief.
Mm-hmm.
I felt
time
energy.
For one more question?
Got to be
okay, prepared. Wait just a minute. We've got to get these entities moved. Okay, sir. The Indian chief is standing in front of you, and he has bowed over in thanks. If you would just acknowledge him, he's thanking you for being there and recognizing that something needed to be done.
I send my thanks to him.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now he's turning and walking out with them.
Thank you, and thank both
mm-hmm.
of you, and I thank the chief.
Thank you for calling, and sorry I couldn't, sorry we had to sort of translate here, because I can't hear you very well.
I think it's because we're on another line. We have probably one quick question, and I heard a lady who wanted to chat. Who was that?
I'd like to know if it's possible to be told what my sole purpose is.
Who? And your name, please?
Sharon.
Sharon. Sharon, when I do an Akashic reading for someone, they go into great depth about that, talking about the colors that they were created upon and what those colors meant as far as, you know, the soul's purpose and the reason that they were called into form, the spiritual form. And right now, there really isn't enough time to go into that, but I tell you what, Sharon, you can call at one of the other shows that we do, which is one on Wednesday, one on Sunday tomorrow, and of course with Caroline Allen every other week. And I'd be glad to talk to you about that. Or if you really want something in detail, you can order a reading at Carolyn www.carolynevers.com. Either way you want to work that. It's kind of hard right now because we really need to close the show.
Okay, thank you.
And conference call. So, Caroline, before we go, real quick, darling, give us your phone number.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
It's Caroline Allen, and the phone number is 540-586-2401. And, Carolyn, your website
is www.carolynevers.com. And what you might want to do is sign up for Archangel Michael's newsletter if you haven't already done that. And to all of my beautiful Conclave members there on the other line, everything worked out incredibly beautiful. And if you didn't pick up on this, Archangel Michael's going to have another conference call the end of the month. We'll send out some information. Bless you all, dear hearts. Send me your impressions of what happened today, your stories. We'll put them all together and send them out to everyone. I love you all dearly. Goodbye from the bottom of my heart.
Goodbye. We love you, too.
Bye. Love
goodbye.
All.
Goodbye. Bye. We love you. Love all of you, and thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Bye.